Welcome, welcome. You're now listening to your boy, Coach Keith. Five-star Friday, instant impact. It's your boy, Coach Keith. I'm excited for this evening's show. I know you guys are going to be hearing this on a Friday, but I'm excited to be recording it on Thursday night. I got a special guest with me, and very, very excited to have him on the show. Let me go ahead and bring him in. He is Mr. Keanu Wallace, out of St. Louis, Hawaii, 2021 wide receiver. Keanu, thank you so much for joining Instant Impact. How are you doing?
Hi, Coach. Thank you for having me. I'm doing good.
No, that's great, man. So listen, you have an unbelievable story, and we'll get to that really, really soon. But I think first thing is you just got your first offer.
I did.
And that must feel amazing. Tell me how you're feeling about that and what you thought when that phone call came in.
I'm just so amazed right now. When I got the phone call, I was in shock. I just want to thank Coach Dutchman for giving me this opportunity.
Yeah, no, you had to be in shock. And there's a story out there that you don't have any huddle film. Right?
I do not.
Tell us why you don't have a huddle film and what was your situation surrounding that? Tell the audience.
So at St. Louis School, last football season, I was the backup for Matt Sykes and Roman Wilson, who are both at, well, Matt is at UCLA and Roman went to University of Michigan.
Right.
So they started, and I was their backup.
So you had two Power Five receivers in front of you, two Power Five commits playing in front of you. Probably didn't get a lot of playing time. And that happens, right? That happens to guys across the country. But you coming down to showcase football from Hawaii with no huddle film, nobody knew who you were, but you came in, you performed, earned an offer a week later. And you're here now on Instant Impact, the transparent truth with your boy, Coach Keith. And I couldn't be more excited for you, man. This is an unbelievable story, and I want to get to all of it. So let's start off at the beginning, Keanu. Okay. We know now that you're offered by Navy. You're a St. Louis High School wide receiver. But take us back to the beginning. Take us back to the start of your football journey. When was the first time you picked up a football? And what was it like the first time you strapped on that helmet?
Okay, so, yeah, I live in Hawaii. I live on the east side of Oahu in Kailua. Right now, I'm a senior at St. Louis School, and I played with them ever since I was in seventh grade, and that was the first time I ever played football for St. Louis.
In seventh grade. So you're fairly new to the sport. Most guys, they play in Little League or Pop Warner. You started in seventh grade. Were there any other sports that you played before football, or any other sports that you really like playing?
So before football, I did volleyball, and then with football, I've been doing track also.
No doubt. So you've got that explosive lower body, helped you run that big 4.41, right? Low volleyball, low track. I do understand your dad is a track coach, correct?
He is, yes.
He's had a big influence in your speed background?
Yes, he has. I trained with him almost every day.
Right, which – I know can be tough at times kind of training with your dad, and I'm sure he pushes you pretty hard, but it seems to all have worked out. I'm very excited. So talk to me about seventh grade, your first time, you know, putting on that tape on your wrist, putting on those gloves, running routes. What position did you play? How good were you when you first started? Were you always this, you know, explosive playmaker, or did you start off slow?
I believe I started off slow. I was new to the game in seventh grade, so I was learning all the basics back then. And throughout the years, I've been getting better at the game.
When you talk about starting off slow, what do you think, or what was your mindset after starting off slow? Did you feel like, hey, you know, I'm not very good, I don't want to do this anymore? Did you feel like, hey, I'm not terrible, maybe I can get better? What was your mindset after that first year of kind of starting off slow?
So I believe my mindset was that I can always improve and get better. And I think that has led me to where I am today.
No question about it. It's definitely led you to at least that mindset has definitely led you to where you are now. Let's talk a little bit about, you know, going into high school, right? St. Louis High School. I know it's big on the islands, but it's big out here in the in California. It's big out here, you know, across the country. Everybody knows about St. Louis. Some of the best players in the country come from St. Louis, right? Sure. Tell me about your decision to go to St. Louis, right? And tell me what your experience was like early in your career at St. Louis.
Okay. So I went to St. Louis because my dad had went to St. Louis. And at St. Louis, we're taught to work hard on the field, but also in the classroom, which is very important. And yeah.
No, that's fantastic. Absolutely. No, that's fantastic. You know, there's no ball without books, right? There's no ball without books. So student comes before athlete for a reason. Yes. So that's a great decision to attend St. Louis. And what has your experience been like at St. Louis, considering it's such a prestigious school and so well known for their football? What has your experience been like since you've been there?
I love the school. I love all my classmates. Truly. I believe that we're all brothers and would do anything for each other, which translates onto the field too, especially in football because it's a team sport. So I believe that we're all together.
Football is definitely the most team sport that sports has. And that commitment really shows up. I don't even want to say on the field. I think it shows up on the field, yes, but I think it shows up probably more off the field. The brotherhood that I see from the St. Louis players is very special. It's very significant, right? It's easily to identify, and that's a great foundation to have or a great cornerstone to have as a program. Talk to me a little bit about your junior year. You sat behind two Power Five players, both really good guys, and I know both. I scouted both. Really good football players, one's at UCLA, one's at Michigan. What was it like sitting behind those guys? Was it frustrating? Did you feel like my time was going to come? Tell me your thoughts and your feelings sitting behind those guys.
So, yes, they're both great players, and I think that only made me better learning from the best. So I want to thank them especially.
Absolutely. What are some things that you feel like you learned from them? I mean, you know, Sykes is a bigger guy, right? Wilson is more of your speed size guy. What did you would take from each guy? Or if there are some things that you took from him, share that with us.
So Matt Sykes, he's very smart. Taught me how to read defenses, get past the defender. And then Roman, speed demon, taught me how to run, pick up my knees and
Absolutely.
Go.
That's right. Absolutely. Run, pick up your knees, and drive out, right? And then get in that drive phase. And so, no, you're absolutely right. And listen, Roman put up some of the best times in the country last year on kind of the camp circuit. Did you guys ever race? And if you did race, who would win?
So actually for track, we would be put together for our speed. I mean, yeah, he would always beat me, but I was getting closer.
You're getting closer. That's right. Just a year younger, right? Getting closer. Good. No, on his heels. That's a great thing. So you didn't get much film at all your junior year. And when we're talking about huddle film, did you get a little bit, some, or just none?
I do have a little bit of film. I ran a little bit as a wide receiver, but then I was also the kick returner, so I have all the kick returns.
Sure, all the kick returns. But very little film as a wide receiver.
Little film, yes.
Very little film. So very little film as a wide receiver. You started off slow in seventh grade. You were kind of a dual or tri-sport athlete. You end up flying out to Sacramento to attend Showcase Football. What made you take that trip? And I want to say a leap of faith. What do you think, you know, created that type of energy for you to say, I'm going to this thing and I'm going to go show what I have?
Okay. So, yeah, well, I want to thank you for inviting me to that. But especially this year, it's been hard for recruitment. So I wanted to go out and put in, I wanted to, get as much film as I could, all the,
So yeah. you take the flight out from Hawaii to Sacramento.
Yes.
Which is not the shortest flight in the world, but you took the flight. You came with a couple of teammates, correct?
Yes.
Or some guys that you knew. Yep.
Yes.
And what was your first impression coming to Showcase Football? What was your first impression when you walked up and you checked in and you went through all the measurables? What was your first impression like when you got to Showcase Football and you started to get going? Keanu, did you hear me? Let me repeat the question. Maybe you didn't hear me. Keanu, I was asking, I don't know if you can hear me or not. I'm seeing we're having some technical difficulties, but I was asking, go ahead.
My bad.
Are we sending me, we're having some technical problems in Hawaii? From California to Hawaii, we're having some technical difficulties. So anyway, my question was, you know, what was your first impression of Showcase Football? But let's kind of figure out our technical difficulties and let's come back to that. Okay, we're going to take a pause here. And we'll get back with Keanu. All right, Keanu, you there?
I coach, yes.
Okay, there you are, big fella. So, again, my question was, what was your first impression of Showcase Football? You walk up, you check in. What was your first impression when you got there? What did it feel like it was going to be just another camp or just another showcase, or did it feel a little bit different?
Oh. It was not like any other camp. I was pumped as soon as I saw the field. Yeah, so I've been training. As soon as you sent the invite, I started training for that. So, yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, there's no question about it. When did you feel like you were going to have a big day? I mean, because the first time I saw you was you running a 40 and quickly caught my eye. But when did you feel like, hey, I'm going to have a big day today?
Honestly, I was just there to do what I'd had to do, what run the 40 and just show what I got. I wasn't expecting anything major. I just wanted to.
Right. I understand. Let me ask you this. You had a big day. And you really showed scouts, myself, everything that you were made of, everything that you could do. What was your feeling walking away from that event, right? Showcase Football. Because normally you don't get to do everything that you got a chance to do, right? Go 11 on 11, go in half skelly, things of that nature. When you walked away, what was your thought process?
Well, yeah, I was happy with how I performed. I was happy that it was all recorded, so we could send that out. I want to thank you for recording everything. And, yeah, I just want to thank you for the opportunity to run 7s and 11s. So, yeah.
It was my pleasure. It was my pleasure, and I loved having you. You get back home to Hawaii. You get a phone call from University of Navy or the Naval Academy.
Yes.
What was that phone call like for you? I know you were shocked, but what was that call like? Just walk me through it.
Well, the coach went through. He is impressed with everything that he saw, especially all the film of the camp, the showcase. And, yeah, he asked me a little bit about myself and said he offered me.
No, that's fantastic.
I went right into shock.
You went right into shock. Your first offer, right? Your first offer, and you recently got back to Hawaii from Northern California. You get that offer. You're in shock. And tell me why you were in shock, though, Keanu. I understand being in shock, but tell me why.
I think it has to do with hard work and paying off. So for anybody out there, work hard and it will pay off.
That's a great message to anybody watching or young athletes across the country. That hard work will pay off. You now have Navy as an offer. Are you hearing from any other schools as of right now, or are you solely focused on, you know, your season or possible season?
So right now, so I'm focusing on my season, but I'm also keeping my
options
open to other colleges. So actually, I just received a call from UC Davis last night, and I had a good phone call with Coach Cody Hawkins. Mm-hmm. So yeah, but that's I'm also how, that's how.
Working that's outstanding. On this. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, that's outstanding, Keanu. That's all good stuff. Very happy for you. I still believe more schools are going to be coming around, especially kind of after signing day when they see what's kind of left out there. My advice and suggestion is just to keep your head down, keep working, stay in your books, continue to be a great person. You got such a humble spirit, and I think that's something is going to serve you well kind of moving forward. I want to wrap this up, but a couple of questions that I have for you is, you know, if you guys do have a season in Hawaii, what do you expect out of yourself and your team?
I expect our team to make it all the way, continue our state champs of 4 years. I expect us to continue that. But that comes with hard work, practicing every chance that we get. Actually, we started practicing on our own already. So.
That's great. What do you expect out of yourself? I mean, do you have any personal goals going into your senior season?
Personal goals. Well, I want to score a touchdown.
You want to score a touchdown? No, that's a personal goal for sure. Anything else? Oof.
No, just do what I can for the team. Be a team player.
No, those are all really good personal goals. Okay. Yeah. I think if more people had more personal goals like yourself, I think the world would be better off. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
There are rumors that Showcase Football could be coming to Hawaii. What are your thoughts about that?
If it does come, I'm going. I want to redo again and do it all over again. So that was fun. I had a good time.
That makes me very humbled, Keanu, to hear you say that. And I've built this platform for players like you who have not been seen to be seen and put them in situations where they're challenged and allow them to respond the way champions do respond. And you did that up in Elk Grove, flying out to Sacramento. I'm very happy for you and your family on your first offer. Again, I think more offers are to come. And if Showcase Football does come to Hawaii, I would love to see all the Crusaders out at Showcase Football showing me that state championship pedigree. Is that good?
Sure. Yes, it is.
That's fantastic, man. Well, listen, I don't want to hold you. I know you have practice coming up soon. Is there anybody that you would like to thank? Anybody that you would like to show love to who have helped you throughout your journey, and you want to take this time right now to shout them out and tell them how much you appreciate them?
For sure. Well, most importantly, I would like to thank my parents for everything they do, allowing me to come to your showcase. That was amazing. I want to thank you for allowing me to come to your showcase. I want to thank all my coaches who have helped me throughout the way, especially Coach Ron Lee for setting up talks with coaches. And yeah, just all my coaches, my teachers especially, because academics is very important. And yeah.
No, that's great. And I'm sure those who you have mentioned are very blessed to have you in their lives and you the same. I want to leave off by saying this. Continue to chase those habits that will help you achieve your goals. Don't just chase the goal, because in those habits, you will find what you're looking for and you will exceed the limits that you and everybody around you may have set on yourself. Does that make sense?
That does. Perfect.
God bless you, Keanu. Thank you so much for joining the Instant Impact here on the Transparent Truth. Continue to be a great person, a great player. I only see beautiful things for you in the future, my man. You take care and be well, okay?
Dude, thank you so much for having me.
No question about it. Ladies and gentlemen, Keanu Wallace, 2021 wide receiver from St. Louis, Hawaii, the state champion Crusaders. We appreciate Keanu for being on the show here at the Transparent Truth Instant Impact. Please tap back in with me next week as we have the regular show dropping on Wednesday, Instant Impact dropping on a Friday. It's your boy, Coach Keith. You know how I do. There's a new sheriff in town. You know his name. His name is Reggie Hammond. Y'all be cool.